Well, can we have a roll call of who's on the call, please? Is it Christina?
Mute off.
It's Gabby.
Gabby, you're always tricking me, the two of you, and I can't tell you on the phone, too.
Okay, so we have Yap Akahoos, Keith Davidson, Chris Despain, Everhart Lisser, Nigel Roberts, Dottie Sparks DeBlong, and from staff we have Bart Boswinkle, Christina Nordstrom, Bernie Turfitt, and myself. And apologies from Martin Boyle, Patricia Poblete, Oscar Roberts, and Sam Sen.
Excellent, thank you. And nobody else on the call at this stage. Okay, well, I think we should make a start. Time's getting along. I've just put up a little agenda on the bottom left-hand corner of the Adobe Connect room. I wondered if we could firstly walk through the progress report and the analysis report, except for Section 5, and just cover any other issues or items that have arisen, and then deal with the Section 5 issue as the last thing on the agenda. So on the progress report, it's been out for more than a week now. Does anyone have any problems or issues with it in its current form? No? Oh, so we're... Is everyone therefore happy that we proceed to publishing the progress report with no further changes? And okay, the same with the analysis report. Are there any problems except Section 5? I went through the document in editing mode and corrected a large number of typos and grammatical errors and so on, which I circulated to Bart and Bernie, Christina and Gabby. And just wondering if you've had a check through and if there's any problems or you're happy with those minor little corrections. There's no change of wording or anything like that, but was there any problems through that?
I think I've got a general point. I don't think that anybody will ever have a problem with a minor typographical correction, so I don't even think we need to bother with that. Just take those as being read,
okay,
or fixed, or agreed, or whatever.
Okay, well, shall we move along to Section 5, and I think that's where the major discussion should be. And I see there's been a bit of talk on the list just in the last few minutes. So should we start with Eberhard? Do you want to give us your views on Section 5 and where your thinking is right now?
First of all, I was also, like Bill, a little bit surprised to actually find it in. It appeared between Section Revision 2 and Revision 4 as published, and I must say, like Bill, I haven't been very diligent in reading every line every time, but the last thing I got, I went through, and I must say, I can't find initially that we said we would put it in. Never mind, I want it in. Yeah, but I am not really. I cannot really sign off on the evaluation, and I cannot really sign off on the conclusions drawn from this. I do not have a problem with the fact. I'm not trying to rewrite history or revisionist or something, or want to investigate what happened. Yeah, whether statute of limitation or whatever has expired, I don't care. It's basically a fact, and that's the way it is. But I'm not sure that RFC 1591 can be read as, for example, that the choice that everybody has to agree on the choice of manager, which is a delegation issue, can be applied to everybody must have a choice of the current administrator, and if there is significant object, it can be summarily without process removed. I don't think RFC 1591 says that. And that we need to, I'm not willing to discuss this, to finalize this today, because this needs further thought. There is three people having objected. There is Patricia, who hasn't formally objected, but who urges caution. So I do not, this is a remarkable document that we have achieved. It's incredibly good. Yeah, and we should just step back for a moment and maybe see whether we cannot get this done right, and then everybody can sign off on it. There will be no minority vote and whatever, and we have a document that we can all live with.
Okay. So you're suggesting more time. How much more time do you think it would take us to get a satisfactory conclusion on this? I mean, my fear is if we don't have it in this report and then it somehow magically appears, whether it's changed or not, but it's quite a significant issue in my mind, and if it suddenly appears in a later report, it will look a bit strange.
May I interject?
Sure, Nigel.
Thanks. I'd like to focus, first of all, before I go on this, at something that Eberhardt said about revisionist and rewriting history, and I can see why you might, shall we say, if one's in Eberhardt's position, or even my position, or maybe several other people's position, you might be very tempting to want to rewrite history or something, but that's actually the opposite of what we need to be doing. We need to make sure that irrespective of whatever ICANN has done historically, has been generally authorized, never authorized, something in between, or, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, that we have, I'm going to use this word again, it's been a little drum I've been beating, objective summary of the facts. And if we're going to draw any reasoning from those facts, that we do so very calmly and cautiously and carefully. Now, I have less than much interest in the Australian redelegation. I think it's, to use a lawyer's term, completely on its own facts. But if we're going to put it in, and I think it needs to be in because it's a significantly large country, which went through a big change however many years ago, we want to try and achieve this without any particular, and I don't mean the word controversy in the sense that there's a big fight and a big argument, but without any controversy. It's not as if the Brussels meeting is a deadline for the final work of this group. It's simply an important milestone where we've got an audience where we can present what Eberhardt rightly says is a remarkable achievement. I didn't expect, A, that this group would do as much work so quickly, and that the work it's done would have been done without a great deal of backwards and forwards reminiscent of, shall we say, who is ICANN task groups of times gone by. So I think if we just simply say that we're looking at this over the, and I'm going to suggest a month, but I mean that may not be what's in Eberhardt's mind, because you know Eberhardt's perfectly capable of saying for himself what he thinks things are. But that's my view.
Well, you know, I've expressed the view on the list though too that this is a draft report. It certainly won't be the final report, and I think in terms of it, catching the issue so that we would be looking to have submissions on it means that the working group will be revisiting it as we progress our work towards the final ICANN meeting.
Yeah, Keith, that's correct. Yeah. But, I mean, the difficulty is that a draft report that's published as a draft report is in pretty much its expected state. You wouldn't change it radically And therefore, if there is significant work to be done on a particular list, then there's a danger that it becomes, should we say, the reference standard by which... Now, I must admit, I have not read this in detail, and I don't know what the objection might be, and I'm sure Chris and Eberhard have much more to talk about on this, but it's from the principle, from where I'm coming from, is on the principle of the way of working and producing the right work product at the end. It's not about the content. And I've said my piece, so I'm going to shut up.
Keith, can I say something, please?
Oh, can I just make one suggestion before I hand over to Chris? I was wondering if we might be able to take a leaf out of the United Nations book and actually bracket the entire Section 5 as the UN does with text that's not unilaterally agreed. So it's the text that's currently available but not necessarily agreed by all parties, so therefore subject to greater change. And if we footnoted the whole of Section 5 with something...
The health warning, you mean?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, like... There is, or the working group has not reached consensus on this section, but we include it as a discussion point at this stage, and the working group commits to doing further work on this section. And I just wonder how palatable that would be. But I'll hand over to Chris, who wanted to make a point.
No, just a couple of points. I want to pick up on something that Nigel said first, and then I've got a couple of overall, or maybe one overall points. I think it's correct to say that this is a draft document, but I don't think it's correct to say that this is a is necessarily expected to be very much, roughly, or whatever in its final form. I think the key here is that. What we are doing is publishing something with a caveat over the top that says it's a draft and there's work to be done, and whether we footnote or not doesn't much matter for the moment. But that the key to us publishing it is so that we can get input from the community and so to inform our future work on this document. Now, personally, and from bitter experience, we know that having input at meetings, as opposed to just having input on the members list, etc., is critical to getting clear comment from people. And in two ways: one, because in some cases people will make clear comments at meetings, but secondly, and perhaps more importantly, because the act of actually discussing it face to face in a room means that when the comments do come through, they're far more informed and valuable than they would be just on the reading of a document. Not least because, in many cases, language is a problem, and clarifications of the meanings of certain phrases and words are often part of what we deal with in the room. So I don't think it's right to say that the document is necessarily in a form that we will end up with, and I do think it's important that we go through the process of getting a meeting on it. Now, having said all of that, that does not mean necessarily that we have to do that at Brussels. But if we don't, then we have a very large gap of time before our meeting. And therefore, I think there is a distinct advantage to doing this in Brussels. I also think that that there really are only two alternatives. One is to publish, subject to any caveats that may be put in place, or bracketing, as Keith has referred to it, or secondly, not to. And the reason why I'm not happy to publish with a note that says this is coming or we're still thinking about it without putting in any context is because I think that actually achieves a focus, if you like, on this particular issue that is perhaps not warranted. In other words, it makes it look as if it is significantly different or is so amazing or extraordinary that it's something that we've been unable to yet deal with in any way. So I have a concern on that, along those lines, about the concept of putting in a placeholder, if you like. But I've got absolutely no issue whatsoever with comments being made about it. I've got no issue whatsoever with it being bracketed. I actually don't have an issue with it being listed if we were to agree, and I acknowledge that people don't want to discuss it in that much detail, but if we were to agree to list it from whatever it currently is now to significant, that's fine by me too. But I'm concerned to ensure that we don't put too much of a spotlight on it by, which I think is what will happen if we don't put it in. And I'm happy to discuss with anybody, the concept of not publishing, but I think that would be a real shame and involve us in a significantly greater time commitment that's otherwise going to be necessary.
Okay. Eberhard, you wanted to make a point.
Yeah. I have the same concern. I was thinking a lot how we can proceed without waking sleeping dogs or alerting creating food, fear, uncertainty, and doomsday, and black helicopters are swirling and ICANN is being hijacked or whatever. Maybe we can find a way by leaving out the evaluation and the conclusions.
Eberhard, I would be
writing down write it down at some other place, that not in this section, that we are not finished with the work and some sections are busy being finalized. And so sort of, yeah, I understand what I'm trying to say. Deflect the attention a little bit away, but I'm really a bit worried that if we put it in, that we create sort of an expectancy, not really saying facts, but once things have been committed to writing, they circulate, and I'm really concerned about the current state. I'm not so much concerned about what happened. I was concerned what happened when it happened. Many others were. Yeah? But
yeah.
Our job, and many others, and I were, and now time has passed, and that's it. But we need to look at, did ICANN do this according to policy, or should have done it at all? Yeah? That's a separate issue that I'm not really... but as I said, I'm not sure that our current interpretation of 1591 warrants what we are writing about 1591. And if we could maybe find a way of leaving these conclusions and evaluations out for the time being and write at some other stage that some sections needed work, but because we wanted to publish the document, we publish it as is with a caveat. That should then draw a little bit of attention away from this.
So are you suggesting then, Eberhard, that at the bottom of page 38, the evaluation and conclusion are removed and we just add a line under the evaluation, this is an ongoing piece of work for the working group or something like that?
I can live with if we take out the evaluation and conclusions without making any reference, evaluation and conclusion, and right there that this process is that this section could not be finalized prior to Brussels, and the point is I want it in. It's an important issue for several for many CCTLDs. If not, most of us are, even UK is under threat of redelegation, so it's an important thing, and we need to really look at this, but I can't really spend whole days on this. I have a patient at the moment in the ward where I actually have to go soon, and that really takes my time away. I can only really... in Brussels, when I have got time, if we could spend 2-3 hours on that meeting, on just this issue, we probably get that issue sorted at that stage. Yeah. But the if we need to publish a document with a quoted deadline, unquote, then make it uncontroversial. Put in that we are looking at it, but we haven't. But put no opinion or evaluation or conclusion in, so nobody gets .au doesn't get into trouble. I don't get into trouble. ICANN doesn't get into trouble. It's just a placeholder. Nobody can draw any conclusions from our document yet, and we know it's coming.
Yeah. Well, I think it gets the issue on the table, which is what I'm primarily chasing. So I think I could live with that as a compromise solution. It's not ideally what I would like, but I could live with the removal of the conclusion and evaluation if that's what's required to make it happen. How do you feel about that, Nigel?
If I say that I'm in the still gathering my wits because I've got woken up by the operator, I'm happy if you guys are happy.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I think as Eberhard has quite rightly said, it achieves the effort of putting it on the table. It means we can publish the document. I expect that I have less of a I don't have the problem Eberhard has, but I understand his issue. I think that if we expect that we won't get pushback on a whole heap of our conclusions, then we're deluding ourselves. We will, but I also accept that I think we need to be able to, as a group, be able to stand behind the document to a degree. Not that we're necessarily that we're right. But that we think it's a discussion paper, and so for that reason, I'm comfortable.
Well, I'd certainly hate to see the working group start to contest in a public session in the CCNSO, contest their own work. So I think if this gives us a way forward, then it works for me. What about Bernie and Bart as the main sort of drawers together of the document? Do you have any reservations, or are you happy also to make these changes?
This is Bernie. I think I'm clear on the fact that we tried to provide assistance just so it makes the work of the working group easier. So I don't see myself in any kind of a driver's seat. And if we've got everyone to agree to everything else, then I think we've done a pretty good job. This part, I just think we need to understand very clearly what we're removing and what we're adding so that everyone is comfortable, and we'll get it done.
Well, let's just check that. I think the bottom of page 38 contains the evaluation. As point 1.2, and then the conclusion 1.3, and I'm assuming that's what Eberhard would be comfortable with us removing, and just insert a comment under evaluation saying it's a work in progress.
I will read the document again during the day. And since Bernie is in the middle of the night, that will give us enough time. And then I think we should basically have in Section 5 no evaluation, no conclusion.
Yeah.
So basically we don't give our hand away. And then everybody knows we are looking at it. It's a work in progress. We couldn't finalize it, but we wanted, and we should maybe put this on the top as the introduction so that we don't focus too much on this particular issue. And we just say we couldn't finalize it totally, or we leave it all out. I don't know. That's a thing that we must look at as well. But I will look at the document in detail during the day, and then I think in general we should remove all for the Section 5 all conclusions and all evaluations, not even the classification. I think it's a significant event, but we should just take it all out so that we say, look, this, we haven't finished this yet, and we're busy with it.
Okay.
And and so far, I must say, and I must thank Bernie and Bart for their excellent work. This is the best document I've seen from ICANN in many a year. And so far, we have had, with a little bit of arguing going on, been able to have consensus on everything. And that's the remarkable thing about it. And we are going to have a consensus on this whole document in a few weeks when we've looked at it. I'm not asking to rewrite anything. I just want to have a little bit more time to think properly about this. All right. So I'm voting yes.
Okay. So Al, just so that we're clear, I agree with you. I think. I'm not sure what the right section numbers are, Keith, but it seems to me, I just want to say one thing, which is that I don't think we can put nothing in. We have to put something in. And that
Agreed.
Something has to be a statement that says there's no analysis / conclusions, whatever the hell the right words are for this particular section, because the working group is still working on those, and we'll publish those as an addition to this document as soon as possible, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yes, I fully agree with that.
Yeah,
that's a yes from me.
Yeah, I think, cool. Okay, well, before we get to a conclusion on this, are there any other comments from anyone else on the call concerning this proposal?
If not, then what I propose, I think I've got the latest version of the document here, and if you like, I will, to enable Bernie to get back to bed in a seemly fashion, I'll do the amendments to the document and circulate it on the list within the next hour after this call. And hopefully that will be that. Yeah, I'll just include a very brief statement as to what where we are at with it, and taking into account the comments from this call, and I think I'll come up with something that'll be satisfactory to everyone. So if we're all happy with that, I'm happy to make those amendments and get it back to the list within an hour.
Well, I agree with that. I have one question for Chris, but it's not really on the subject. It is, you mentioned that you didn't think that we would ever get a sort of a consensus endorsement of our conclusions, and I wanted to ask you, where do you think the difference in opinion will come from, and what do you think it would be?
Chris, can you clarify? I thought that you were implying that outside the group we would not get.
Outside the group, from others.
Yeah, what I meant to say, and maybe I missaid it, was what I expect is not that we won't get consensus on a final document, but I have no idea whether we will or we won't, but that I would expect that there will be pushback comment on some of the conclusions or some of the things that we've reached.
Just because there always are.
Some of it.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that we won't eventually reach a point where the document is consensused, if such a word exists, but more that if we imagine that we're just going to get people going, oh, great, well done, thanks, fantastic, I think that's not right. I think the chances are that some people will, for example, some people might say, well, actually, I think, a particular one is significant rather than not. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities. That's all I was saying, Dottie.
Okay, just because always there is some objection to what people present the first time.
Of course.
Okay. Chris, I will say one thing that follows on from that, however. I think I now expect that our conclusions in our document will both be comprehensive and will command the support of, I would say, unanimous support of the members of the working group. I can see how close we are here to that.
No, I agree with that, Nigel, and my point is this. We publish this document. Let's assume it's completed. We've done the extra work. It's completed. The document's published. Comments will be made. Discussions will happen. Comments will be made.
It will start a big ball rolling.
Yeah. It's not, agree. It's not this working group's job to agree with all of the comments. It's the working group's job to take the comments in,
discuss those comments and then reach our own conclusions. If those conclusions are that we don't change anything, then we don't change anything.
Absolutely.
It's our report. We don't have to. I'm simply saying that I would expect that some people will disagree with some of the things that we've said. That's all.
I'd be very, very surprised if that was not the case.
Exactly.
But you don't see any predictable, identifiable objection.
No, Dottie. No, I don't.
Okay.
There's nothing in this document, as currently written in either format, that I consider to be red flag that I would expect there to be an uprising about amongst the community. I've no idea what outside people might say, but amongst the CC community, I don't think there's anything in here that is even remotely likely to cause us a major problem.
But when you include the outside community, it's my experience that you're going to get a howl of protest about something you didn't expect and thought was entirely uncontroversial.
Correct.
And you're going to get what you would have thought to be the most glaringly controversial, and let's say the .au redelegation as an example, will pass through entirely without comment.
Exactly. And so we'll see. Okay, Eberhard, here's the point.
I agree with Chris. The working group has been fortunate in that the spectrum of participants comes from both ends of the spectrum, so to say. Including
the
middle, of
course. If you don't mind, sir.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's the wide representation and divergence of opinion and backgrounds that are important. And so far, we have, with a few arguments, always managed to agree on something. And as I'm sure, and no, I'm not sure. We will agree on something on this issue. I will agree to something on this issue. So we will have a consensus report that covers all the bases, and if anybody outside the working group later doesn't like it, they can put it in writing, and the CCNSO Council can deal with it. Our report is that we have looked at delegations, redelegations, removals, and we evaluated policy procedures, and we produce a report in which we classify certain things as significant. We maybe even venture an opinion of whether a PDP is required. I'm quite sure it is, if only to tell the ICANN board that they bloody better follow their own rules. And that's it, as far as the working group is concerned. What the outfall that comes later is going to be very interesting, but not my primary concern.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, well, it sounds like we're in violent agreement, so well done. I'll work on this document, and we'll have it back on the list as soon as we possibly can, and Eberhard it will be the keenest to review it over the course of the day. Any other working group members who are not on the call who can review it as well, that would be great.
Bill has indicated he hadn't have time yet, so I will stimulate him to apply himself. Since he's booked off sick, he can do it at home. And whoever else can then write on the list.
Yeah, but I think we have a maximum of less than 24 hours in order to make
sure
for publishing. So
I think we'll be fine, guys. It won't be a problem.
Okay. So I think
in any case, Bernie is having 6 hours or 8 hours more than we do. So if I'm finished at 10, he's still got 6 hours before it's 10 at his time, and so he will have to do a night shift, no problem.
Excellent. I think that resolves all our issues, and I quickly added a fourth agenda item point, and that's to say that I took the liberty as chair of the working group of writing a letter to Peter Dingate Thrush as the chair of ICANN regarding the ICANN board decision to no longer openly publish the IANA reports or the reports into delegations and redelegations, which I copied Chris and Bernie and Bart in on, but it hasn't been to the working group list, so I'll post a copy of that letter to the working group list. And it's really just an inquiry.
as to why the board made that decision, or whether it was a mistake or not. And Peter's already responded saying that ICANN will be looking at it, and since that letter is now circulating amongst ICANN staff, I thought I'd better let the working group know. So I'll get a copy out to
yeah, I'll comment on it when I read it.
It's totally non-controversial, Nigel. It simply says, what the fuck are you doing?
that's a very good thing to ask of the ICANN board from time to time. I agree with that.
Chris, can I ask you a simple question? Have you got any idea what the fuck they're doing?
No, I haven't got a clue. Thanks for asking.
When did this happen?
This happened in the last week.
The letter or the decision helped?
We're talking about Bulgaria at the moment.
Okay. Another thing. You all read this report about the security assessment of IANA, and you read my comment about psychiatric and drug assessment. Okay. I don't think I have to say anything further than Keanu. Okay.
Just incidentally, I've just received on my cell phone a message from Peter asking me to ring him when I've finished this call. So he may want to talk about it as well.
I suspect he might.
Oh no, he
should invite him onto this call here.
He already emailed a reply saying very interesting, and he'll have a look at it. But I don't think he can personally comment. It'll have to go through the Rod Beckstrom and whoever's on staff. I imagine that and possibly Bernie will end up being involved in it.
I just make a comment. It's not really the business of the call, and I think we've done well to do the business of the call, which is strange considering I'm now beginning to be awake. And to
well, that's why it was so quick, Nigel, because you were...
I will say I was approached, not... Well, yes, possibly because of my association with this working group, but I know the guy well anyway. I was approached by the CCCLD manager for Bulgaria in Ireland last week about this, to say that they and their official people are concerned is an understatement.
Okay.
Concerned about what?
There is a rumour which has not been confirmed that the Bulgarian IDN CCTLD has been turned down by ICANN because it's too similar to a Latin script.
Ah, now, Bulgaria, did you say?
Bulgaria.
Okay, that would be in Cyrillic then.
Looks too much like Brazil, apparently.
Yes, I don't know if that's true, Nigel, but it's entirely possible, and I can give you an example of why that might be so. If you take Ukraine, and they are currently discussing this in the Ukraine, every single combination of a meaningful representation of Ukraine in Cyrillic, including the full name of the country, uses letters that are also Latin. So there is no name for Ukraine that contains even one character that is unique to Cyrillic.
This was a different decision.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, okay, so on the same page.
That is certainly a problem with Cyrillic, and it's why the Russians went for
RF,
because RU is PY, and that wouldn't be acceptable.
I do have to say, I mean, this is not my fight. I do have to say that this is not ICANN's role to reconcile similarities of scripts. Otherwise, they will get tied up in so many knots.
It is, you're right, but it is under the terms of the fast track.
I know what you mean.
There is a technical committee which is independent from ICANN, and it is that technical committee that says this is a problem. And
I like the idea of independent evaluators very much.
Yeah.
And so the only thing is that on the general principle, I think, shall we say, the political impact of actually making a decision on these grounds was underestimated.
You may be right, but can we take this off this call?
Yeah, of course, of course. It's just,
I
just
discuss it.
Yeah.
In one of the many bars in Brussels.
Oh.
No, you can do it on the round table after the tech day.
Yes, that's true, we can do that.
Because it's allegedly a technical issue.
Yeah,
we put the round table straight after tech day because we have the room and we can then have less time in between having to meet. But maybe I should sort of ask Philip, who will make the closing statement, to have a look at this in his closing statement.
Okay, well, I think we're getting sufficiently off topic to the extent that some people are probably out of bed and on this call, we should give them the courtesy of getting back to their warm beds. Okay, if there's nothing else, can we bring the meeting to a close?
Thank you, Keith.
Okay, thank you all very much, and I think we've
thank you, Keith.
Got to a great place. Thank you very much.
I think so. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now.